It's been like 4 years ago, and it seemed like the other day when we lost Little Tracy.
Yeah, man, it's been hard on us all, man.
That's something I can remember. That's been one of the hardest things. But around that time, we lost quite a bit of family and loved ones at that time.
Yeah, you're right, man.
And as hard as it is, it was really nice to see how the community and all the friends and family really came together to help one another.
Yeah, they say every time you lose a strong one, man, it brings all the love together.
And I got to say one thing, you know, with friends and family on this CD, it means the world to me that my cousin, my brother got to come and share this recording with us. And I love you, buddy. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
All right.
This is Wesley Pruitt. I love this song. He's on his way to see us. I thought I'd play it. It's called Tracy, Song for Tracy. That's right. That is the Wesley Pruitt Band right here on WCRS. It actually was the last track on his CD called Now Presenting the Wesley Pruitt Band. And I tell you what, I just thought it was marvelous and wanted to share it with you. You know, he doesn't like to be put in one box as being a blues singer, a country singer, a jazz, whatever band type of thing. They like to mix it up. and play it all. And so in just a few minutes, he kind of got it the wrong address. He's going to be here in studio with us. He's coming across Greenwood, and I mean, it's not a good time to be coming across Greenwood, but he should be here in just a minute. But I'll play another song so that you will know who it is you're going to be talking to. They are one of the biggest, hottest groups around. So is Wesley here? Oh, they're coming? He's coming in big in a minute. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, we are going to let's play another song while we're waiting for him to make it in the door with us here this afternoon. I think I'm going to play the Poor Man Blues because that's totally different than the song I just sang and a song I just played. And you're going to know what I'm talking about. Here is the Wesley Pruitt Band right here on WCRS. Oh yeah, this one's a little different, folks.
$40 in whiskey, $5 in gas. Well, this next honky-tonk show, we all know it ain't gonna last. Well, I keep on paying my dues, playing these poor man blues. Well, the sign said, welcome, Rambler, mile mark 529. To the honky-tonk heroes, here's me and here's you. Well, we'll keep on paying our dues, playing these old man blues. Let me see you ride now.
All right. That's Poor Man Blues, and I've got the blues band right here with us here. We've got the Wesley Pruitt Band all the way from Texas, and they've come up here. They are going to be playing tonight from 9 to midnight at the Mill House. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors so we can get them tuned up and get ready to go because they want to play a little music for us live right here from WCRS in our new studios, 637 East Durst. We'll be right.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here live from WCRS brand new studios. My second set of guests here. I tell you what, I am excited to have everybody here with us this afternoon. Wesley Pruitt Band is going to be playing tonight from 9 to midnight at the Mill House, and they'll be having a great time. They played last night at T.W. Boone's. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. And it's my very special honor to have Wesley Pruitt sitting across from us. How you doing? doing, Wesley?
I'm great, and I'm honored to be here. Well, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you. You know, I love, we don't have a lot of time, so I got to ask you, Song for Tracy, great gospel song. I mean, how did this come together?
The gospel part was a last minute. The song was written about a very, very dear family member that passed away. His name was Tracy. And I was able to bring in some of my close family. My daughter sang on it, my mom, my cousin. And the gospel thing was just something that we decided to do to honor him. And the song itself tells a story from when we grew up as 2-year-olds until when he died at age 30, you know.
Right.
So the whole song fits his life as we knew it. And we just wanted to dedicate something to a very special family member.
Oh, it was beautiful. And, you know, the thing I like about it, one of the things that you say is you don't want to be put in a box.
Right.
You don't want to play one type of music.
That's correct.
And,
we're musicians, and with this band, we're all influenced by so many different types of music, and we love to play different types of music. So it could be kind of hard to market, but at the same time, when someone comes to our show, they're holding on to their seats. They don't know what's coming up next. So
absolutely.
You may get a little country, you're going to get a lot of blues and even a little jazz and soul music. So we just like to play music.
And that's what you do. Now, you're very successful out there. We're pretty blessed to have you coming here to Greenwood.
Well, I think I'm blessed to be able to make it to come meet you guys. It's been nothing but the best experience so far.
Well, that's great. And then, let's see, who else is here? Danny, you're here with us.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a saxophone player.
Yes. I try to be.
He's a vocalist. You know, he's a vocalist too, but he's been hiding that.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you what. He looks like a saxophone player. I mean, his hair stands straight up. He looks like a saxophone player. He must be a saxophone player, right?
He definitely is.
He doesn't have the tallest hair. We know a guy with taller hair.
Taller hair? Well, it looks good. And you've got your saxophone, and they've got their guitars here. What are you going to play for us here today, Wesley?
Maybe we can do Let Me Love You, Baby off the album.
Okay.
Do that one.
Yeah.
We're gonna let Doug sing a little background, if he's okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Let's kick it. Baby, I declare you sure look fine. Ooh, wee, baby, I declare you sure look fine. A woman like you will make many men change his mind. Baby, when you walk, you know you shake just like a willow tree. Baby, when you walk, you know you shake just like a willow tree. You know a woman like you will make a fool out of a man like me.
That's what we're trying to do.
Let me love you, baby.
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 Let me love you, pretty woman.
Let me love you, pretty woman.
Let me love you, baby.
Let me
love you, woman, till your good love drives me crazy. Come on now.
Let me love you, baby.
Let me love you, baby.
Let me love you,
pretty woman.
Let me love you, baby.
Let me love you, woman. To you, good love drives me crazy.
Oh, bravo, bravo. All right. Wow. live here on the radio. It is the Wesley Pruitt Band, and we'll be posting some pictures because we just got some live pictures here of this fun time right here in our new studio. Emerald's over here taking pictures. Hey, Emerald, you want my camera there? And I took a couple while we were standing here. You can take a couple more, but this is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is.
And Wesley, what's been your experience out there in the world?
It's been a blessing, ups and downs, everything that a human goes through. But to be able to meet DJs like yourself and come to different states and play and share from my heart, you know, as an artist for everyone to listen to, I think it's just the best thing in the world to be able to do. It's a really good experience.
Now, when did you find out that when did you think that you might be able to do this professionally and make some money at it?
That didn't come until I did it for maybe a few years down the road. But I, you know, my sister took piano lessons and I was able to bam on her piano, and I wanted to always play for people. And I used to try to even preach from Bible verses as a kid. But I was always around some type of music, so I knew I wanted to play. But as far as having a successful career, it just kind of folded that way.
Were you a football player?
I did.
Yeah, I kind of figured tackle. You might look like a football player.
I sure was.
Yeah, and
I shattered my ankle my freshman year.
Oh, my goodness.
And it required about 6 more surgeries. And it was basically a choice to be prepared for that, or I chose marching band. And I think with marching band and being able to play in the high school jazz band as a junior, that really excelled me to say, I got a better chance of holding a sit string and making music instead
passing
of pounding.
A football.
And, yes. I don't want another shattered ankle or a broken shoulder and, broken leg. I'm going to play music, and that's really kind of how it happened at age 17, and been doing it ever since.
Now, I understand back there where you're from in Canton, Texas, at the Backwoods Barbecue, have they named a meal or a sandwich after
there
you yet?
There is a meal. It's not on the board yet.
It's not on the board yet. How long has it been named that, though?
It's a Wesley Pruitt special, and yes. the way it's set up, it's I like to have half hot link, half sausage, beans, potato salad, and okra. And they top it with one rib, but we just haven't put it on the board, and we haven't really promoted it yet. Now, Backwoods Barbecue is some of the best barbecue around, and I've gotten to taste some of the best around here, and I'm looking forward to getting some more of it. So,
yeah, you look like you could be a hungry guy.
Well, hey, I do more cooking than I do eating, believe
do
it or
you?
Not. So,
did you see the Sauce Boss? Have you seen him play before? He actually cooks gumbo on the stage while he's performing. Now, think about this. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. Maybe you could be doing some barbecue and handing out some barbecue and making some double.
That's a very good thing to think about. That's nice. Very good.
Yeah, yes. I like that idea. I think, he was here. He worked with the soup with our soup kitchen and has a 501c. I understand that he goes out and does good works and cooked up the gumbo and played a little concert for our soup kitchen. How about that?
I think I like that.
I do, too.
I kind of want to try some of his gumbo, too.
See if he's going to be performing anymore. Well, that is great. So you are performing tonight from 9 to midnight right there at the Mill House. And then what's on the schedule? You leave? You're going to stay? What happens?
We're actually going to leave a little bit after that. We're going to load up, maybe rest for an hour. And we have to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas to play at a place called The Big Chill. The Big Chill.
Isn't that a movie?
It was a movie.
Yeah,
yes.
The Big Chill.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It was down there on the coast of South Carolina. Yep.
See?
Yep.
Everything has been related to South Carolina. It's really neat. It was meant for us to come, for sure.
Is this your first trip to South Carolina?
It is. It is my first trip.
Yeah.
It is. And I've enjoyed it. I wish we had more time to stay.
Right. That's the problem, because that's a quick trip.
Well, we know we can come back and visit.
Yes, you can. And you can always come back and be on the radio with us and let us know that you're coming back and stop on by and see us, and we'll get you in here to play and get more people interested in your music.
We're going to make a new album soon.
Yeah.
I think maybe in the middle. It'll be ready by the middle of next year. So I'm sure the agent will be calling you to do a radio tour also.
Radio, that will be great.
I will look forward to getting to speak with you again.
Absolutely. Well, Danny over here. What's your torrid story here? The man with the tall hair that I'm sure is on Facebook by now, and everybody knows it.
So I go to school in A&M Commerce in Commerce, Texas, and I'm from Houston, Texas, but I live in Corsicana, which is about maybe an hour and a half from Canton, where Wesley's from. Wesley did a show out in Corsicana, my hometown, And I wasn't supposed to be at that bar that night. And I met this guy, huge black man. I was like, whoa, this guy looks like he can play some music. There, I didn't know what was going on there. My first time seeing him. Sat down and listened to, did we even start yet? Or
no.
We didn't even
no.
start yet. Uh-uh. I asked the sound guy, I was like, hey, can you ask Wesley if I can play maybe one song with him or something? He was like, I don't know. I don't think so. You know, people are
yeah,
really,
who are you, punk? Yeah.
Well, long story short, I ended up playing a song with him. And
I wouldn't let him sit down.
He wouldn't let me sit down and play that whole set with him. And from then on, which was in October, I've been playing on all the big shows with him.
Wow. Most but you go to school? It's
pretty cool, yes.
Where do you go to school?
A&M Commerce.
And what are you majoring in?
Music.
Music?
Music performance. This is my last year. I'm a senior, so okay. I should graduate.
Well, and you're already coming out with some great experience, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You're ahead of the curve with a lot of those guys, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So this has been a great experience to be able to travel. How'd you decide on the saxophone?
My dad plays sax, so I had to follow up in his footsteps. So yeah. And sometimes me and my dad play with Wesley.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we do
it's,
like his father's
it's so heartwarming.
Yeah. Have you seen Vanessa Collier?
Yes, I did. I fell in love with her.
You fell in love? Does she know it?
No, she really felt. He really fell in love.
I haven't
he really
met
did.
Her yet. I'm like, man, hopefully one day I'll get to meet her. She's a great performer.
Yeah, yeah, she is. Absolutely. And she is, her heart's in a really good place for what she does out there, teaching kids and doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you know she does that?
Yes.
She teaches. Yeah, she's a great
nice.
Person.
Nice.
All right, well, listen, we've got time for one more song. And would you like to play one more before you go?
I would. Yeah, that'd be great. I was hoping for about five or six more, but one
well,
more's okay.
Well, Lightning Wills is waiting in the wings over here. Lightning wants to get in here, and we're going to play Blackbird, and I'm going to sing along,
nice.
And we're going to have a
nice.
Good time. Okay. All right, so what you want to do?
What's requested?
We'll speed it up. How about you want to do maybe Whiskey Woman or Gone, Gone, Gone or something? You got a certain one you like off the album?
Just nope, I just was playing them all.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, Whiskey Woman. Look out.
Big weakness. Whiskey woman, staring at me. Whiskey woman, oh, she's undressing me. Whiskey woman, with her sultry eyes. Whiskey woman, oh, she's my demise. Devil on my shoulder, temptation burning my soul. I said another hour, I'm gonna take this girl home. Oh, but I got a woman, heart burning soul. Oh, but I got a woman, but she ain't home. Hey, hey, hey. Whiskey woman, little bedroom eyes. Whiskey woman, making me wanna come inside. My sweet woman, you know I really, really do love thee. My sweet woman, won't you please forgive me? Won't you please forgive me?
Calvo. You know, Wesley, do you write your music?
A lot of it I do, yes.
A lot of it you do? Yes. You know what I really like about it is the combination. I mean, we got a little jazz going on. We got the blues. We got some country coming in there. You pull it all in, and in one song even. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
We try to. And getting to meet Doug's been helping us out for several months. He's one of the best known singer-songwriters around, even where I live in Texas. He's from Cherokee Village, Arkansas.
You are.
This guy is a songwriter and a vocalist. He does it all. He has been a blessing to the band, helping us out.
And he just kind of is in the background there.
Well, with us, he does bass, and he'll sing a few songs here and there. But I think the next time we come back, we'll be able to. He'll probably have two or three of his songs on our album as well. No, I'm hoping. I'm trying to pull that string. So
yeah, okay, all right. Well, listen, this has been an absolute pleasure to have you here this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming, and thanks for being part of the Blues Cruise Festival of Discovery here in Greenwood. You don't want to miss these guys. Where are they going to be tonight? They are going to be one performance left tonight, 9 to midnight at Mill House. Pizza, beer, they make their own beer. You know, it's going to be a good night down there, and plenty of room for everybody. So y'all go have a kicking time tonight.
Thank you so much. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, meeting you. All right, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. I got Lightning Wells warming up in my other studio. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here in the studio, my brand new studio. Let's see. Lightning is the 1, 2, 3, the fourth guest that we have had live in our studio since we moved here.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah. I was at the old studio last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize how convenient it is to have all your equipment right here instead of having to jump up and go play a song and sit back down. It's really been great. So, how you been doing?
Been doing well.
What have you been doing this past year?
Oh, past year, let's see. I don't know. It's always a long. I've got a new CD came out this
new
year.
New CD, okay.
It's on a label out of Germany called Blind Lemon Records.
Blind Lemon Records.
Yes.
Okay.
So we worked on this. It finally came out.
Yeah.
And been getting some nice reviews and had a CD release party.
Are you traveling overseas on it? Since it came out in Germany, are you doing any traveling overseas?
Yeah, I plan to go back over there late fall.
Late fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just in time for the beer drinking, the Oktoberfest?
I think I'll probably miss it. I'm going to be at the end of October. I never I was over there a couple of years ago. I was with two friends that don't drink, and there was some kind of activity somewhere. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, it's a beer festival. It's 10 euros. You can go drink all the beer you want. Do you want to do it? I started thinking about it. Well, I don't can't drink too much beer, and I'd be drinking by myself, and I don't know if I could drink that much to get my money's worth. No, I passed on it.
You probably should have gone just for the experience. You probably could have come up with a song or something.
I got plenty of experiences over there. The coolest places, like for beer, are the monasteries, believe it or not.
The monasteries?
Yeah, they have these monasteries, and the monks brew their own beer there, and it's open to the public, and it's kind of like a little, you know, festival or a park or something.
Wow. That's great. So you've got a new CD out, mm-hmm. and what else is happening in your life? You've been doing a lot of traveling around, doing some teaching?
This is my big month for that. You know, when it rains, it pours. I'm leaving from here. I'm going home, and then I'm driving up to West Virginia to Elkins and do Blues and Swing Week up there at Davis and Elkins College. And then I'll come back and I'll fly out to Seattle and do another week, similar week like that, out in Port Townsend, Washington for the Port Townsend Acoustic Blues Festival.
That's what you did last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it every year. Yeah. It's a favorite of mine.
Yeah. So, and you play not only guitar, you play ukulele?
I brought a special uke I want to play today. It's a banjo uke.
A banjo U.
That I got last year. It's a really fun one.
Okay. Well, we'll be interested to hear that. And how did you get into the blues? Well, my life was a terrible, terrible story, Ann. I had to sing the blues because there wasn't any way out. No.
I don't know. I was pretty young. It just appealed to me. I was probably too young to have the blues very much. But.
Now, well, your blues is a little bit different. You play some of the really old blues music. I love it.
I like the old time stuff.
Yep, Blackbird and Gonna Lay Down This World for My Lord. And I love it. Every once in a while, I'll just say, I got to hear some Lightning Wells. And on my morning show or something, we'll play a little music and I'll sing along with you.
All right.
So would you like to play something for us here today, Lightning?
Sure. This one, this is kind of a city-type blues, but it's still down home. It's about some people, they live in an apartment house. They live in an apartment like up on the second story. And mom and dad leave the kids alone for the first time.
Okay.
And they decide to have a little party.
Okay.
Mom and Papa leave home, all the kids can play. Know our house is gonna jump like mad. We're gonna jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. I seen little brother, he climbed the up. Saw Mom and Papa when they caught that bus. They're gonna jump, little children, jump, jump. Yeah, jump, little children, jump, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 do the jump, 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 to jump, yeah, jump, 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 we're gonna jump, 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 to jump, gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. We'll pay no attention to the brand new rug. Come on, baby, let's do the hucklebuck. We're gonna jump, little children, jump, yeah, jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 and do the jump, 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 to jump, yeah, jump, 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 to jump, we're gonna jump, 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 to jump, gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. Let's have a ball, y'all. Attention to him being a preacher. If he comes down, we're sure gonna teach you how to jump, little children, jump. Yeah, jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 and do the jump, 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 to jump. Yeah, jump, 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 to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 to jump. Gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. We'll pay no attention to that lady in the up. They give a little drink, she won't cause no fuss. We're gonna jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 jump to jump, and do the jump, 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 jump to jump. Yeah, jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump. Gonna jump, little children, cause Mom and Papa's gone.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, I was just looking over a little background information I had on you, and mm-hmm. It says one recent reviewer said, whether you look forward to performers for inspiration, education, virtuosity, or sheer entertainment, Lightning Wells delivers all the above every single time. That's quite a compliment.
That is a good one.
Yeah. So
I think he was a friend of mine.
Was he a friend?
That always helps.
Yeah, you know, well, I did notice they didn't put his name. Normally, these reviewers want their name, so yeah. So, what made you get interested in the old-time blues and reviving these songs and everything?
Well, it's just going backwards. It's like, something I like, and then, you know, who were, was this musician's influence? And it's kept going back. I think I was into Woody Guthrie, like, when I was young.
This, you know,
who was Woody Guthrie's influence? It's, yeah, like, well, he played with Sonny Terry, and so that got me. He was friends with Lead Belly, so I discovered, yeah, Lead Belly. Then he's influenced by the Carter family. He's influenced by Jimmy Rogers. I got back to listen to that, those kind of things.
And it just was, it was a fit, huh?
Yeah, and then record labels are putting, reissuing old 20s blues things, and I was interested in that. It was a big deal to buy a record back then and save your money and read all the notes and everything.
Yeah. Kind of different today, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Everything's available now. I could get the complete recordings by anybody. You know, you know, an MP3. I always like holding the record and reading the notes. Huh?
Well, there is something, and there's something about hearing that music on a record, mm-hmm, too, you know, mm-hmm, if it's a,
well,
good system.
I'm still into my records. I think vinyl's coming back.
It is. I think it's going to be pretty expensive, though, when everybody... Seems to me, as far as a lot of things, we have a race to the bottom for pricing. You know, how low can it go? And that's where people seem to go. But when you really hear good music, like on good vinyl records with a good sound system, mm-hmm, there's nothing like it.
Yep.
So you are going to be playing tonight, Friday, July 7th, 8 to 10 p.m. at Flynn's on Maxwell. That's going to be an excellent location for you. You'll really love it.
Oh, good.
We're going to be out doing our blues crawl tonight. From,
well, you
us,
are the voice, yep, of the festival, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm told. I try to be the voice here. But it's 8 to 10 p.m., and we'll be stopping by to see you there. You'll love the venue, Flynn's on Maxwell. And then tomorrow night from 7 to 9, they've put you in the Buena Vista,
oh,
Cafe.
That's a fun bunch there.
Yeah, that is.
I played there last year.
Yeah, and
I'm looking forward to it.
Neria, the wife of the owner, she's one of the owners. Uh-huh. She used to work for us years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so you'll have to ask her about that for Sharp Facets for my jewelry store.
Uh-huh.
But how long are you going to be here? Are you leaving out tomorrow or tomorrow night, or are you going to?
Well, tomorrow, it's over.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
I'm here for the duration.
For the duration. Have you had any barbecue?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. All right. Now, did it rain when you were playing this afternoon? Because you played from 1 to 2:15.
I was under the tent, but it rained at the very end. We had some lightning, and people were scared a little bit. Some crashing thunder.
Well, did you come up with a good song to sing while the lightning was coming down around you?
I was thinking of Come On In My Kitchen because it's going to be raining outdoors, but I didn't have time to do it.
Didn't have time to do it. All right. Well, tell us about this new instrument that you have here. Oh, that's pretty sharp.
It's a hybrid instrument, so it's a banjo and a ukulele. So it's called a banjo uke or a banjo lele.
A banjo-lele.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's pretty
cool.
And
this is a nice one. This is probably from the 30s, and it's Wendell Hall Professional. Wendell Hall was a famous star that played the uke in the 20s, and he had a big hit with It Ain't Gonna Rain No More, No More, which everybody thinks is a folk song. They don't realize that was actually a hit in 1924 and kind of started the uke craze. But this was made by... the Ludwig Company, that's mostly known for making drums, but
it's
a banjo
cool.
And a drum's kind of similar. So,
where did you find it?
I was gifted this last year.
Wow, that makes it special.
Yeah, it does.
He's tuning it up, folks. He's going to play a little something for us.
I was standing on the corner, feet got soaking wet. I was crying and I hollered to every good-looking woman I met. I'm Alabama bound.
Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound. Said, if you want to love me, baby, you gotta leave this town. Well, the rooster crowed. The hen turned around, said, if you are my loving baby, you gotta run me down. Now won't you tell me, pretty mama, who may your manager be? Well, the reason that I'm asking now, darling baby, you're looking good to me. Well, the preacher's in the pulpit,
The Bible's in his hand, and the sister's way over in the amen corner saying, that's my man. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. Said, if you want to love me, baby, you gotta leave this town. Well, the boat's up the river, and she's loaded down. When she starts on southbound, darling babe, she's Alabama bound. Like a big steak, beef steak, ain't got no bone. If a man don't like a good-looking woman nowadays, and he ain't got no home. Alabama bound, Alabama bound. Elder Green's in town, and he's going around, and he's telling all the brothers and the sisters that he meets, he's Alabama bound. Now don't you leave me here, don't you leave me here. Just before you and your partner get ready to go, leave a dime for beer. I'm Alabama bound, I'm Alabama bound.
Many more. That was great. Bravo, bravo. You know, one of the things that I was just looking over on your bio here, it says that you were for 10 years, you were a board member for the Muser Maker Relief Foundation, which assists elderly blues and old-time musicians to meet their basic needs, and you continue to serve on this organization in an advisory. There are a lot of musicians out there that really kind of get, once they're kind of in that, not in their prime, they're kind of passed over.
Mm-hmm. I bet a neighbor lives close to me, and he I visited him. He was building guitars, like he'd build his own guitars, like shape them, and it was like this really cool folk art.
Right.
I thought he had a whole lot of them, but I recommended him to a music maker, and they finally came out and visited him, and they filmed, they did pictures of his guitars, and you know, getting some word out about this guy. So, and then they discovered his sisters, who are really great gospel singers, that have been kind of unrecognized. They're getting gigs for them. I think they're going to send them over to Europe this year.
Well, they're, you know, it's just nice to see that that there's an organization out there that does that for our older musicians.
Yeah, it's just sad because, you know, they'll find somebody and help them out, and then they'll pass on and find somebody else. And you know, a lot of the great ones that they helped out in the past are no longer with us.
Well, and because you're so interested in the old music, I bet you come across a lot of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John D. Holman is playing here at the festival. He's 88 this year. He's kind of one of the last of the old Piedmont blues players from Durham. And he's a buddy of mine. We played together July 4th at the festival for the Eno in Durham. You know, he was playing with Tad Walters today up on the main stage. He was cranking it out there.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is great. And that's what it's all about. And this festival, I think, just highlights so many different aspects of the blues. And that's what makes it so interesting. But you really have a niche. There are not many out there doing the type of music that you do, Lightning.
Oh, that's true.
And how'd you get the name Lightning Wells?
'Cause I'm so fast. Seriously,
okay.
It didn't have anything to do with music. It's like, hurry up, Lightning.
Come on, Lightning.
Yeah.
You didn't move too fast when you were younger?
No, I took my time.
You took your time?
I still do.
You still do, I was going to say.
I do a project at home, you know, that should take 2 hours. It usually takes me 2 days, but I get it done.
You get it done, and that's what matters, right?
That's right.
And you have the time to do it, so it's okay, right?
Usually.
Yeah. Well, it is always a pleasure to have you down here. You wouldn't want to play one more song going towards the top of the hour, would you, that we could hear you one more time? He
sure.
is going to be tonight at Flynn's, 8 to 10 p.m. You don't want to miss him. We're going to be out doing our blues crawl 7 to 9 tonight. We'll be talking to artists, playing their music on the radio, and just having a great time. I certainly hope you'll tune in 7 to 9 right here on WCRS. And then tomorrow night from 7 to 9, he'll be at the Buena Vista Cafe, which is 322 Main Street. What you going to play for us there, Lightning?
I'm going to do Oh Lordy Mama Blues.
Oh Lordy Mama Blues. This is WCRS.
Bring me my boots and shoes, oh Lordy Mama. Great God Almighty, meet me down at the bottom. Bring me my boots and shoes. I ain't got so many, but I got so much to lose. Woman I love, woman I crave to see, oh Lordy Mama. Great God Almighty, woman I love. Crave to see. She's in Cincinnati. She won't even write to me. And the woman I love, she's right down on the ground. Oh Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, woman I love. Right down on the ground. She's a little bitty woman. She's a tailor-made mama, and she ain't no hand-me-down. Woman I love, caught that southern train, oh Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, woman I love, caught that southern train. Yeah, she left me here with a heart full of aches and pains, twisting and turning, fell all over the bed, oh Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, twisting and turning, all over the bed. Yes, you got the kind of love that make you talk all out your head. I'm going away to leave. Crying won't make me stay. Oh, Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, I'm going away to leave. Crying won't make me stay. I may be back in June, maybe back at the first of May.
Oh, I love it. This has been a real treat to have you here again in the studio.
I'm glad to be back, Ann. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to have a good time. You've been having a good time tonight. If you like good old-time blues, ragtime, country, gospel, and hokum. Okay, that's what it says, hokum. Yeah. Then you need to go see my friend Lightning Wells there tonight, 8 to 10 at Flynn's. Tomorrow, 7 to 9 at the Buena Vista Cafe. Go out and say you heard him on the radio. He'll love to hear that. Lightning Wells, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. That's a good one. That's going to wrap it up for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.